Blog Talk Radio. God, for real ministers of God, leaders of God that speak honest to the people that God puts in place, that they don't get into that I. They don't get into that. They stay in the place of saying, whatever you do, don't forget to ask God. Whatever you do, don't forget you're representing God. Whatever you do, don't forget to include God. I thank God for having a leader that is not scared to talk to me, honestly. So we're going to stop right there and we're going to pray, okay? Father God, I come to you on this evening, God, asking you to forgive me for everything I said, everything I did, whether it was a gesture or a movement or whatever it was that did not give you the glory, that did not give you the honor, that did not cause you to get the praise. Father God, I ask you to forgive me. God, it's a personal relationship, a personal prayer on tonight. I'm saying, God, forgive me if I stepped out of myself and I did not allow you to shine. God, I ask you every day, God, let me decrease that you may increase. God, let me be the vessel that you use to help the people understand and realize that you are God, and you are God of all. You are everyday God. You are all day God. You are everything God. God, for without you, nothing is possible. But with you, God, everything is possible. God, I thank you for my job. I even thank you, God, for my bosses. God, even though things were said and done, God, I ask you to forgive me for my words, my actions. God, I ask you to bless my bosses. Bless upper management. God, bless everyone. God, that we may come to an understanding that is about the people. God, you put us all in the place you put us in for a reason. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come to you and ask you for forgiveness. For I repent of everything that did not cause you to get the glory. And God, I thank you for everything that caused you to get the glory. I thank you for allowing us to be able to pray together. I thank you for allowing us to want to pray together openly, out front, to put you up before the people to let them know, this is what I believe in. This is who I believe in. This is where my everything comes from, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I call on him day and night. I trust him with everything. Even when I'm not for sure, I trust him. Even when I think I know what I think I know, I trust him. I trust him for guidance. I trust him for correction. I trust God for holding me up. I trust God. I trust God. I trust God. I trust God, I trust God, I trust God. I trust God for the window he's going to open in heaven. I trust God for the door he's going to open. I trust God for the door he's going to close. I trust God for making them bless me when they think they're cursing me. I trust God that even with this situation, we're going to come out victorious. I trust God that everybody that put their mouth on me and everyone else that stood up to fight, they're going to come back and say, I'm sorry. I understand now. I trust God. I trust God. I trust God that he allowed our bodies to hold up and hold out. I trust God. I trust God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we trust you for the state, the city, the village and the country that we live in, God, that we are believers in you, oh Lord. We thank you for covering our families, our homes, our finances. God, we trust you. We thank you for giving us ears to hear what you're saying to the body, oh God. We're thanking you, God, for giving us a voice to say what you say and giving us a voice to hold in when you said don't say it. God, I thank you for the opportunity to be used by you, oh Lord. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, thank you for America. Cover America, God. Give our government officials the right tools they need to help govern the land. God, give us the right things that we need to help us get to the place where we don't have to be governed so harsh. But God, let your will be done. In this day and time, God, let your will be done. God, teach us. Teach us how to see one another. Teach us how to see one another, oh God. God, we thank you for your report. We thank you for your sources. We thank you for being our resource. Because with everything that's said and done, God, you will make a way out of no way. God, let us hear you. Let us hear you, God. Give us ears that we may hear what you're saying to the Spirit, God. Give us ears to hear what you're saying to our flesh, God. Give us ears to hear you, oh God. And give us a heart to follow your instructions. For God, I know that you are God, and God alone. Nobody like you, oh Lord. God, I know that you are God and God alone. Nobody can do it like you, oh God. If you say stop, stop. If you say go, it's go. If you say yes, it's yes. If you say no, it's no. God, I thank you for being God in my life in every way. Because for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God, I thank you for your many blessings over us, oh God. God, teach us how to repent quickly. If we're not for sure if there's any way of doubt in our hearts or mind, God, teach us how to say, God, whatever part I played, whether I did it or I agreed with it or it looked like it, God, forgive me. Forgive me. God, I thank you. I thank you, oh Lord. I thank you. I thank you for my family, my friends, and my loved ones. God, I thank you. I thank you that even at this season, with my family, we had our 60th family reunion for the Seabury, Sinclairs, and Browns. God, I thank you that it was done miraculously and modestly through Zoom. God, I thank you for the technology that you have brought us together, that your word will not be denied, that your legacy will not be denied, that your will will not be denied. God, you brought us together where we were able to see one another that we haven't seen in years. Before and after the COVID, God. Thank you for bringing us together, God. Some of us hadn't saw each other since we were children. God, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I thank you for the next generation stepping up, oh God. They're saying we will trust in the Lord. We will lean and go by our legacy. We will not forget how we were brought together. We will not forget the purpose of bringing us together. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. God, let us keep you first in our lives. Let us keep you first on our agenda. Because, God, we was brought up that it's the way of the Lord. Without God, nothing is possible. But with God, all things are possible. God, we were brought up believing that you are the one and only Son of God. We shall remain in that form. We shall remain in that fashion. We shall believe that always. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. I just want to talk to you all about something I was reading. I have been thinking and trying to find something that says being misunderstood. I was asking God about, what does the word say about being misunderstood? I found a couple of things, but I said, God, I'm going to laugh a little bit, but I'm going to be honest at the same time. I said, God, through this ordeal right here, this right here, when people say to your face, I don't care. You ain't worth it. I ain't got to talk to you. And you like, huh? You mean to tell me that it gets so high up that you forget about the people? You forget your elected officials. You forget that it's the people that put you in your place, and you tell people they ain't worth talking to them because they don't make enough money. Ooh. Well, I thank God for being born in a manger. I thank God for being born among the poor. I thank God for letting his son become life. The word became life. I thank God that he dwelled among us. I thank God that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I thank God that he showed us that we don't have to be born with a silver spoon, but he will give you everything you need. I thank God for allowing the little people to be heard. That's us. We the little people. I thank God for bringing back to me this right here. Let me read this to you. It's only six little verses, okay? But I may stop on one because that verse really penetrated my heart and kept me in place. Okay, let's go here. Psalms 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinners, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And the law of the Lord doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, this is the low people, you know, the ones that was beneath them. I'm going to read 2 and 3 again. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, when I was standing with my coworkers and I want you all to understand. We were standing with, in our union, we have physician's assistants. We have social workers. We have all type of technologists and all type of technicians. And we have janitors, dietaries, transportators, medical assistants. We have different type of nurses that, you know, emergency room nurses, OR nurses. We have people from the jail, from the hospital, the courts, the highway, the forest preserves. We're labor workers, SEIU, labor workers. Wherever the labor worker is, we represent, our union represents them. And when you're standing together with these people and you come together on a strike like we did, you had people that had really seen each other for years. Like, I've been on my job 29 years. It's people where we have been seeing for years, and some of us smile and wave in the hall, and some of us didn't. But through this ordeal, we learned how to look at other people. We learned how to see lifestyles and life through other people's eyes, where you had every nationality, every weight, every height, every language. When I said, see, even our nationalities, but sometimes you all could speak the same language, but you had dual language people. You had people from the president office, from the clerk, you like the corporate side, the health side, the safety side. You had people from all over become one. It reminded me of the story in the Bible that when they got together, they was going to build a tower to heaven. And all the people became one. And when all the people become one, they start believing in each other. I want to do y'all know what that's like for people that never understood that everybody wants butter on their bread. They don't want just butter or just bread. You say, well, I don't just want to have the butter. I want to put the butter on my bread, on my rice. I don't want to just have the rice and the bread and not the butter. When you have people from all walks of life come together on one vision, where this physician assistant didn't mind sitting down talking with me, didn't mind hugging me or holding my hand or saying, I believe we're going to do this. I trust God. You all, we've learned how to stop looking at status and start seeing each other as human. Now, we had some non-believers, we had some atheists, we had everybody in life, but I'm saying because I openly opened my mouth and said I trust God, because I stood with other people that honestly opened their minds and said I trust God, because we were fighting for one accord. Everybody have rights. Some things we got, some things we didn't. Some things we're going to get, some things we're not. But yet it's still, I trust God. Because one thing I do know, that if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. So while I was sitting there and looking at this, and we were protesting, you know the enemy got mad that the people became one, and he started having people jump out their cars and act up and attack us and do things like that. But when you saw people come together as one and say, you will not harm one of us, you will not come at one of us, if you come at one of us, it's coming at all of us. I'm hoping you're taking that in the right way, because what it was to show thou love conquers all. I thank God for learning people from other nationalities. Yes, Minister Margo, we have to. I began to learn things and see things that I never would have had a chance before. You know, and in the national, I mean, yeah, in the regular world, they say if you do something 21 days, it becomes a habit. 21 days, huh? Well, I want you all to know we won't strike for 18 days. And we learned how to pray together. We learned how to hold hands and look each other in the eye. And we had some issues come up where one night in negotiations, one of our co-members on the negotiating team got sick. See, I'm going to show you how the Word of God says, his way is not our way, nor his thoughts our thoughts. He used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. I live to see that firsthand, because one of my union members, rather, I'll say it the right way, she She's a physician assistant. Never been sick. Didn't think she was sick. We was in negotiation. They would have us in negotiations early in the morning. They wouldn't say nothing to us late at night. When I tell you 9:30, 10 o'clock, 11 at night, and then management would walk out on us. That was their script. But I went on and said it. Yeah, I said it. But anyway, this one particular night, we were downtown, and we were, like, saying, why is it down here so late? Why do we have to come down here? Why do we this? Why do we that? But anyway, what happened is this co-union member, she got sick. She had a grand mal seizure. Now, when I saw the color of this person and what was going on, we was laughing and talking while we was waiting for management to come back and talk to us. But when this person had this grand mal seizure, everything ceased. You had corporate, you had safety, you had highway, you had medical. But what happened was medical jumped on that thing right away. They didn't be like, oh, call 911 who's in the building. They immediately got a hold of her and began to do what they need to do. And I was on the phone calling 911 and somebody else was too. But we hurried up and got the paramedics there up to the 22nd floor that we was at and got her out of there. And I'm saying all that to say this. She had never been sick, never had a seizure. If she had been at home that time of night, she'd have been asleep. What if she had had that seizure in her sleep? She may have never woke up. But see, God used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, because while we was in there complaining about what's taking so long, we was able to save one of our co-members' life. She was in a situation where she didn't have to wait for help to come to her. The help was already there. And that's the same as what we're walking around here saying, well, God didn't do this, God didn't do this. The help is already there. When we say in the world that it's already done, oh, it was already done. Her help was already there. God wasn't just her source. He was her resource. The help was already there. Mm. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear me. On this line where we stood for picketing and striking and complaining, God showed up. Some people lost family members. Some people got sick. Some, all kind of stuff happened. But as you say, look at our Father, our loving Father, yes. When we were standing there and going through the things we was going through, we were able to console one another. We were able to hug one another. We were able to love on one another. We were able to stand there and say, do this, do that, go about it this way, go about it that way. When we didn't know what to say, didn't need to say nothing, we was able to be quiet. We was able to console. We was able to get people where they needed to go. We were able to stand as one. And I just thank God for everything and everybody I learned. I thank God that he made us like the word said. We was like a tree planted by the river of water. That no matter what's going on, we bringing forth our fruit. No matter what's going on, we're standing and we holding hands. To all the people that stood on that line, I pray and I ask God, don't let us ever forget. We used to sing a song that say, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. And I thank God for everything he did during them 18 days. I thank God for putting us in the public eye. I thank God for putting us in the international eye. I thank God for letting the people that's in a political realm know that these are the people that voted me in my place. These are the people that can keep me where I need to be kept. Because, see, people always say people forget. But, see, when you mess with people, butter and bread, people don't forget. When you mess with people, Kool-Aid and pop and soda, I'm going to go there, and the stuff they drink, people don't forget. I don't care what level you stand on, the first floor, or the top floor, or you try to step down in between, people don't forget. And no matter how you want to say, I can't believe, you have a left hand and a right hand. That's why the word of God said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. Because when you up top say, I can't believe they did this, we down low saying, I can't believe you won't pull me up. When people are knowing everything is going up in the world, but they want to keep you right here. When the national news is saying in certain places for minimum wage people to have a one-bedroom apartment, they got to have 5 or 6 minimum wage jobs. Now, hold up. They weren't talking about part-time. They talked about full-time. And if you know it's hard to work one job full-time, how are you going to work 5 or 6? So if 5 or 6 people was one house at minimum wage working full-time, they would be able to hold down a one-bedroom, maybe 2-bedroom apartment. Well, a decent one at least, without the extras that's coming, crawling up the wall and running across the floor. I know what I mean. So sometimes you have to look at the enemy of your soul and say, you know what? You think you won, but you haven't. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hands. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay in place. You may try to cause me to get sick or cause me to not be able to pay my bills, but one thing I do know, God said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. I'm asking God to make it that myself and nobody that stood on that line suffer, that whatever happened, when it's time for them to pay a bill, that sources come out of nowhere, because God is our source. He is our resource. Yes, I said on Fridays, when I do my Friday night ministry, we're going to laugh. We're laughing because, again, the enemy has shown himself. Uh-huh. But my God has shown himself to be strong and mighty. My God, again, has said, well, you tried your best. You gave it your best. You did what you thought you was going to do. You brought on what you thought you was going to bring on. Hey, Minister Regina, you thought that you were doing what you had to do, but one thing you did not do was realize they stood, they trust, they believe, and they follow my lead. Hey, Minister Erica, how are you? Our next county board president. I thank God for all of the people I met. I smile so. I laugh so. I want to explain something to you all. We stood in that rain. We stood in tornado threats. We stood in heat waves. And anybody that know me, especially my family, they know I can't take no heat. If you ask anybody in my household, they'll tell you, in the wintertime, I got the fan going, and I got the, trying to have the window open. I don't have no hot flashes. Thank God I don't have no hot flashes. Ooh, Lord, I thank you. If I had hot flashes, I would just have to walk around with a scarf on, a bandana on my head full of ice, because I just stay hot. I heard somebody say, when you got old, certain type of old blood, just stay hot. I stay hot, I tell you. But one thing I know God is good. We learned how to sing songs and praise God together. It's so much I can say, because it's like Erica White, she's on the line. That's an awesome woman of God. If it wasn't for this ordeal, I've been knowing Erica over the years of being a steward, but we never really had a chance to really come together like we did through this. I found out Erica, when she prays, oh my God, she goes in. I found out Eugenia, when she prays, she goes in. I found out Bernice, when she prays, she goes in. I'm saying all that to say that when you sit down and you find out the gifts that God has put in others, and he bring y'all together, Don't tell me God won't be in the midst of that. I thank God for this time in my life because one thing I did notice, we were excited to tell people about the Lord. One thing I did notice that SEIU will never be the same again because they kept God first. I don't know if y'all heard me. SEIU kept God first. We are the members of SEIU. SEIU is an organization that fights for our contract and help us fight to keep our contract endorsed or our contract in place and enforced. I thank God for giving me people. What you say, Erica? Yes, God was with us. Yes, he is. That when we get to a place that we are not acknowledging God, we are not in the right place. We are not in the right frame of mind. Yeah, I want to explain something. We would have to be on in contract negotiations, whether it was in person or Zoom. Sometimes we'd be there 9 o'clock in the morning. They won't show up till 11 or 12 or whatever, but they wouldn't talk to us to a certain time. But we'd be up all night. Sometimes we'd be in contract negotiations till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, almost 3 o'clock in the morning. Then we have to get home and go to sleep just to get up to do it again. So that's when you go into the place of faithfulness. How we had shown ourselves faithful to the fight we started because we understood that the enemy was trying to sift us as wheat. We kept saying to ourselves every day, one day longer, one day stronger. We kept saying to ourselves every day because we trusted God that he would keep us one more day. You know, we quoted the Bible to one another. We quoted the Bible to ourselves. We found out that we trusted God more than ever before. We found that in this ministry that I do on Monday night, Friday nights, and Sunday mornings, I'm a part of this ministry, Smile 3E, Iron Shopping. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, that scripture has become life and lives in my life because I've been seeking the kingdom of God. I've been seeking his righteousness. So as we fought for this contract, I'm just waiting on all these things to be added unto me. All these things to be added unto me because in the fight, like I said earlier, we got some things, but the things we got didn't really benefit me. You got to know when it's okay to fight for others. We had some, a lot came out to support, but we had some didn't want to come out. They were scared or whatever, but I ain't counting nobody's money because, see, my thing is this. If God gave me the will and the willingness to fight for you, that I'm okay with it. A lot of the stuff we fought for blessed other people, but it was a lot of stuff. Those of us that seniors on the employee map, we really didn't get nothing. But just to know that God was using us to show his people that he's still in the blessing business. God was using us to show his people that, like Erica say, we fight for others. When God used us to show people the enemy, they was going to work and they had to work harder, even though they had brought agencies up in there. They had to work harder. They had to work longer. They had to do some things, but yet and still, God told me he had my back. God told me to just trust him. Thank you, Minister Regina. God gave me the position. God God let me stand with other leaders. God kept dropping in my spirit that he has the king heart in his hand. Again, I say pray for my leaders. Pray for my bosses, my upper manager, because, see, they doing what they doing. But I tell you one thing. When you think you curse somebody, God will make you bless them. When my coworker got sick at the negotiation, she could have been at home asleep when she had that seizure. But no, God had her where she needed to be. It was already done. Her 911, her medical team, her medical attention, everything was already. Y'all better hear me. When God said, we won, we won. Delay don't mean deny. Those that endure to the end. Yes, I know you're probably looking at me saying, oh, she looks tired. Yes. I'm tired, y'all. I've been fighting with the devil. I've been fighting with the devil. We went all 18 rounds. We went all 18 rounds, and I thank God I was still standing. You know, when they ring the bell and you have to go sit on your little bench in the corner, I may be sitting on the bench for a little while. But I thank God I went all 18 rounds, me and my coworkers, and we're still standing. Oh, that's mighty funny to me because the average fight is 18 rounds, man. I'm coming out the champion. I'm coming out victory. I'm coming out victorious. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Yes, I'm coming out. I'm coming out because God said he is my resource. God said he is my source. God told me to look to the hills for which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. Ain't nothing they can do. Yes, Regina, I'm claiming victory. Because one thing I know, I have a saying that I got out of the Bible. Let me show you so you won't think I'm just talking. I got a Bible, y'all. So you won't think it's in Braille or it's empty. I got a Bible that says I can have what I want. And I want people to know that we stood, we fought. We're still standing. We have some things that we're dealing with in arbitration, but I'm asking God for the arbitrator that's going to handle this situation, that he hear God or she hear God and they follow his instructions. Because when you do what God tell you to do for the people, because God said he don't owe us nothing, we don't owe people nothing but to love them. And I loved you enough to fight for you. I loved you enough to stand with others so that we didn't do the M, the me. We turned it up to the W to say we. We're standing in the gap for others. We're doing what needed to be done because God said that he will bring us out. So with that being said, let me see what time it is.
I have a few moments.
I just want everybody that believe God, I want you to know that God is not through blessing us. God is not through caring for us. God is not through providing for us. And I want those that know that are really looking at the video now live, or you're looking at an archive, or you're looking, listening to it on Blog Talk, I want you to know that if God said it, it's so. If you say, God, send me, I'll go. When he tell you to go, go. If you say, God, tell me, I'll say it, say it. Don't say something like it. Don't do something like it. Do what God told you to do, regardless how people look at you, because I found out two things. Everybody don't see what you see. Everybody don't love the way you love. You have some people, I was taught as a young girl, my family called me Renee. My mom said, Renee, stop letting everybody hold on to your anointing. I didn't understand that when I was younger because I didn't know what anointing meant. And I was like, huh, Mom? Huh? And as I got older, I understood. Now, you all going to understand because I'm going to break it down to you in plain English. You have some people that will hold on to you because of your popularity. And it's something you got, they won't. It's something you need, they won't. It's somebody you know, they won't. So they'll hold on to your popularity to get the need, the guy, and the person that they want because you are close with it or you know something about it, you know how to get it. And I grew up knowing that I had some people, thank you, Regina, about your gifts. Yeah, your gifts. I had some people holding on to me and hanging around me because of my popularity. The places I went, the people I knew, and everything was going my way. But then when they got what they thought they was going to get, they all of a sudden pulled back, walked off, or said, don't let it be like one of the people I hung around. I don't want you hanging around her no more. Oh, okay. But when you look at them now, they're trying to come back. Know when a snake is a snake. I'm saying that for this reason. When a snake is a snake, know, stop letting people pull, join, and hold on to your anointing. When God separates you from something or somebody, stay separate. When God pulls you away from something or somebody, stay separated. Don't go back. Know when God says it's when, is when it's time to go. Everything is for a season. And I believe my season to do what I'm doing in this SEIU realm for fighting for this contract, I believe I'm done because I'm up in that age, y'all. I remember when I first went to county. I was young, hair was one color. I was slim, but I said I wanted to retire from county. Yeah, I'm going to put out there where I work. I wanted to retire from county. And God answered my prayers that he's allowing me to retire from county. Now, when I got my job at county, it was the same day I put in my application. So you know how you hear people say, that job, God gave me that job, God gave me that job. I wasn't looking for no job. I didn't want no job. I took somebody else up there to get the job. But I ended up with it, getting it. Carol say, you can retire and join the SCI. Look, then that's what I'll do, Carol. But I believe my retirement from the department, we'll work that out later, but when I got that job within hours of filling out my application. Yeah, didn't nobody give me that job. That God job was given to me by God. So I thank God for his many blessings. So do you all been thinking about should I serve him or what's the benefits of serving him? God has kept me. From the first day I walked into that door to the day I'm going to walk out that door, God has kept me through trials and tribulations, health and everything. I never lost seniority. I never lost anniversary date. I never lost any of that because God has kept me. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God say that he before us is more than the world against us. We serve a God that says, I am your provider, protector, reviver, refresher. I am your father. God, I thank you for being my father. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the little chance to laugh. I thank you, as Elder Montgomery said, God is our source. Yes, he is. He's our source. He's our resource. He's our refresher, our redeemer. He's all of that all. God, you are God. I thank God for keeping me, these last 18 days, not 18, it's like 2021 now, but 18 days on that strike, I thank God that when we prayed and asked God to hold up the rain and stop the rain, he did. I prayed and thank God for sending us the police that even protected us while we was out there. Some even supervised the traffic for us. I thank God for his many things. I said all that to say to you all that God do use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Don't let nobody discourage you from trusting and believing in God, because I'm going to tell you, don't just call on when you need them. Call on sometimes they say, hey, God, what's going on? Just wanted to stop by and say thank you. Wanted to stop by and say I love you. Just wanted to stop by and say, God, Lord, if you need me, use me. I'm just letting you know, don't forget about me in this season. Because one thing I say for months now, there was a shift in the spirit, that there was a shift in the atmosphere. And God, he put me in a place to be among people that normally wouldn't even talk to me, wouldn't even have a conversation. God allowed me to be around people that got to know me and I got to know them. I've met some good friends. Because I first showed myself friendly. God, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yes, we must have an attitude of gratitude. That's right. I thank God for all he did. Because, see, a lot of us think just because we live in the, I'm going to use the zip code I grew up in, just because we lived in the 60624, y'all hear me? I lived in the 60624 zip. Just because we live there, don't tell me God won't take you up. He won't change your zip code. He won't change your area code. He won't change your, sometimes you got to change your address in here. I can't keep letting my mind live in 60624. I thank God for his many blessings, many, many blessings. I want to just thank you all for joining me tonight. I want to thank you all for listening to me, praying with me, praying for me. Pray for my SEIU family, because when I say I'm standing for SEIU. As we say, SEIU, I'm standing with them because we stood on the word of God. Pray for them. Pray for the strength of every person that's associated with SEIU. Thank you for every person that came associated with one another. Thank you for praying for everybody that understands God is love and God is God. I thank God for Apostle Elect to say if Kaiser through this whole situation kept saying to me, make sure you're doing what God told you to do. Make sure you're doing it God's way. Make sure God is getting the glory out of what you're doing. I thank God for Carol O'Neill, who has been a God sister to me and has encouraged me over the years. I've had my back also. That is someone that God sent into my life many years ago that said that she was there to help me throughout life in the county system. Carol, I'm going to need to talk to you because I need to put some, know what to put on my paperwork for when I retire. I thank God for this point in my life that God is awesome. God is awesome. I think that I went to do what he told me to do. I went back to work to do what God told me to do. And I thank God for that season. And I'm thanking God for the new season he's going to take me into, because I'm trusting him. God is good. Yes, saying you can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens you. I thank you so much for Ah, just trusting God with me. I want you all to know that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Again, our foundational scriptures, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm looking for my add-on. Looking for my add-on, y'all. So, okay. Next Friday is Prophet Antoine Thomas' turn. From 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Sunday morning is our very own Apostle Alexia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will also be on Blog Talk, which is, I'm for sure, I think the number, let me tell you the number, because I sometimes get it messed up. 310-861-2354. You can call that number and listen to Apostle Alexia Kaiser on Blog Talk. And next Monday night, next Monday night is, if I'm not mistaken, is Minister Margot, awesome woman of God, that will be on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E's. I thank God for this ministry. We have different ministers on Mondays and Fridays. I thank God for what he's doing. Would you say, Carol, I thought of Meryl Singh throughout the strike. God bless you. Yes, Meryl Singh was one of our awesome union stewards. He passed away some years ago. But Meryl Singh would stand for what was for the people. He believed in what was for the people. And with that being said, I want you all to know something. If God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. And once he brings you through it, don't forget to give God the praise. Don't forget to give God the honor. Don't forget to give God your everyday praise, because every day his mercies are new. And every morning you need to give God a new attitude, a new thank you, a new I love you, a new appreciation, because he gave you a new gift of life, his breath. I'm just so excited about being used by God, because God could have used anybody, but God used me. So within in this season of misunderstanding, being misunderstood, in this season of people putting their mouth on us, in this season of talking about us, guess what? You're going to see what God did. You're going to see what God is doing. And when it's all over, if you can't say nothing, you say, thank you, Lord. When it's all over, if you can't say nothing, you tell God you're sorry, because God used us to bless you. So with that being said, I don't think Blog Talk is, lines are open, because I know Apostle Lek is stuck in the airport. She said that her plane was delayed, so I don't think she was able to open the lines on Blog Talk. But for those of you on Facebook that communicated with me, I thank you so much. I thank you for all my co-saints. I thank Smile 3E Ministry Team. I thank personal friends and family members. I thank SEIU. I thank all of you all that was going to see this in the archives. I thank all of you all that's going to see this in the replay. I just want you to know that the fight is fixed. It's already done. What you need is already there. I hope y'all understand. Like I said, when that night happened, when my co-SEIU member, Stuart, got sick, and everything she needed was there, God gave a sign, it's fixed. I don't care what it looked like. Just like she's going through and I'm going through the healing process, we're going through the healing process. Because once we healed, once it's done, once we've been treated and God says it's okay to return, it's done. I don't care what nobody say, it's done. We read the end of the Bible and we went, that's it. The last words is we win. We win because, see, we stood on God's word through this situation. Yeah, I could have talked about other things, but see, this situation, it was personal to us at SEIU because we was able to show the non-believers that God is God. He's still alive. He's still on the throne. That we stood in a place, we had to sit back. I'm going to be honest, y'all. We had to repent and say, God, see, on a personal level, we was praying. But we wasn't praying on a corporate level. And then one day, we got together and we decided we can't ask God to come in the middle of this situation. But we asked God to forgive us for not acknowledging him to come in on the beginning. But since we hadn't, we said, God, we're going to ask you to come in now and carry us through. And see, a lot of times people don't want you to know, oh, I almost. Yeah, well, almost. But I thank God for refreshing. I thank God for reviving us. I thank God for reminding us. God is awesome. So I just pray that everybody heard what God had put in my heart. I pray that everybody receive what God had put out here, because before I take it back, I add more to it. I just want you all to know that when you pray and you give God thanks, thank God because it's already done. Your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough, your promotion. I trust God with everything I need to be delivered from. I trust God with everything I need to be healed from. I trust God with my promotion. Y'all better hear me. Because I'm like the Jeffersons. I'm moving on up. God is good. God is good. I thank God for rest. I thank God for rest. Because y'all just don't know. I can barely talk yesterday and today. But because God had told my body to rest. How many of you all know when you go to move and your body say, go ahead, I'll be here when you get back. All right, y'all. I thank God for you listening to me. And we're going to end this because I will talk. Yeah, I will. So, just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. We're thanking him for his strength to stand firm and fight. That's right, Regina. And happy belated birthday, Regina. All right, I came by your job to surprise you, but you surprised me. You wouldn't know. But happy birthday anyway. All right, everybody, we are going to end this program right now. And don't forget to give God the praise and tell God thank you because the fight is fixed. And fixing the fight, we know we won. Amen. Goodbye. Good night. Good night, Facebook, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining in. Good night, everyone.